NBC presents Destination Fire. Innocent Party, a story by Philip Levine with Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby, fire investigator.
Yes, sir? Can I help you?
My name's Penrose, Borough Council Town Planning. I'm here to see Mr. Roberts.
Which one, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Allen and Mr. Clive Roberts.
Well, the owner of the theatre.
They're both the owners, sir.
I see. Brothers, are they?
No, sir. Cousins.
Oh, one moment. I'll just have a look at the reference. Ah, yes. Here it is. It's a stroke AR.
Oh, that's Mr. Allen. I'll give him a buzz.
Thank you.
Mr. Allen, and Mr. Penrose from Town Planning's here. Yes, sir. I'll send him up.
Got the right one, have you?
Oh, yes. They're similar build, but you can't mistake them on the blower. Mr. Allen's from up north, and Mr. Clive's a Londoner. Mm.
Morning, Joe.
Morning, Miss Conway. This gentleman's for Mr. Allen.
Oh, is he? Well, if you'd like to follow me, sir, I'm going up to the offices.
Very kind of you.
Oh, Mr. Allen, it's Mr. Penrose from Town Planning.
Ah, do come in, Mr. Penrose.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Shan't need you.
All right.
Now, may I take your coat, Mr. Penrose, and then we'll get down to business, eh?
Oh, Clive.
Good morning, Diana.
Someone's arrived from Town Planning.
Oh?
He's in Allen's office. I thought I'd better let you know.
Yes, thanks, Di. Glad you did.
Oh, Clive, come on in. Just about to ring you.
Where are you?
Oh, this is Mr. Penrose, senior town planning officer.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'll draw up a chair. Ah, that's the idea. Now, Mr. Penrose, let's hear your news.
Well, I'm afraid it's not very good.
Oh, turned us down, have they?
Well, it's not that the council are against a bowling alley. If you had an alternative site, I'm sure they'd agree. This is our only theatre, and we're rather anxious to preserve it.
Look, if the citizens want a theatre, let them support it. Even with West End shows, the place is half empty.
Then why not start a permanent company? You'd be eligible for a grant.
I've been saying that for months. I'd direct the company, and you could look after the business
side. Look, we've been through all that. I own half this property, and I expect a decent return. The only way is to convert it.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid the council will never give its consent.
Well, you've no powers to requisition us.
I agree. But I can assure you, we shan't allow it to be used for any other purpose.
Oh, Di, have you got the returns for the 21st, that musical?
Yes, here they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Allen was right. The takings for that week were disastrous.
If only he'd let you start a permanent company.
Not a hope. He's dug his heels in.
Seems an awful waste. The building must be quite valuable.
Well, it's insured for 60,000.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Well, then can't you sell it?
Well, who'd buy it today? The insurance value is merely what it would cost to rebuild. As it is, it's just a liability. If only my dear old aunt had left us the cash.
Yes, then you could have built a little club theatre.
Don't, I feel bad enough already. Especially about you, persuading you to come up here.
Oh, well, I was resting anyway.
All the same, you're far too good an actress to be stuck behind a desk.
I suppose there's no chance that Allen might buy you out.
What with? He's in the red, too. It's about the only thing we have got in common.
Oh, by the way, are we meeting tonight?
I'm not sure. I must clear up some correspondence.
Oh, you're staying late?
No, I'll work at the flat. But look, why don't you ring me about 8? If I'm through, I'll pick you up and we can have a drink.
Oh, fine.
Oh, and while I remember, call Touring Enterprises, the London office. Get the guarantee figure for that new review. Allen wants it tonight, if possible.
Yes, of course. I'll get on to them right away.
Hello.
Oh, Clive?
Yes?
Diana. Well, you said ring about 8. How's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry, love. I don't think I can make it.
Oh.
It'll be an hour before I'm through. Then by the time I get to your place...
Oh, well, don't worry. Some other night.
Oh, by the way, Allen was just on about the figure from Touring Enterprises. Mm. Did you get it?
Well, yes, I did, but I missed him at the theatre.
Well, he wants it tonight. Could you ring him at home?
Yes, I'll call him right away. Right. Goodbye then, Clive.
Goodbye, Di.
Yes? You calling, Miss Conway?
Oh, Miss Brown, could you get me Kenley 734?
Yes, of course. Sorry, Miss Conway, your number's engaged.
Well, would you keep trying?
Certainly. I'll call you back.
Oh, thank you, Miss Brown. Hello?
Number's ringing for you, Miss Conway.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, 734.
Oh, Mr. Allen, it's Di here, the figure you wanted.
Oh, you got it?
It's a guarantee of 350.
Oh, thanks, love. I'm much obliged. See you in the morning. Good night.
Good night.
Fire, officer!
Yes, Jamie?
The scenery docks alight. We'll not save her now. The theatres are goner, I'm afraid.
Have you got the owner's number?
Uh-huh, I have.
Well, get on to them right away.
Right you are.
Ah, good girl, Belle. Kettle's on, I see.
Of course, Mr. Barnaby, and the cup's late.
Three.
We've a visitor.
Don't tell me. Inspector Hackett.
No, for once. Mr. Brewer, premium insurance.
Oh, a gay Mr. Brewer or a sad Mr. Brewer?
A sad Mr. Brewer.
Oh, poor Brewer. Somebody's made a claim. Better delay that tea for a while, Bill.
Oh, certainly glad to see you, Barnaby.
Hello, Mr. Brewer. Now, don't get up. Sorry I've kept you.
Your most unfortunate occurrence. Harchester Theatre caught fire last night.
Bad?
Well, the structure's still standing and the offices, but it's quite beyond repair, I'm afraid. Complete write-off. Cost us round about 60,000.
Well, that's why people take insurance. They pay their premiums and you cover their losses.
Providing there's no breach of conditions.
Such as?
Malicious damage.
Well, that's covered.
Yes, if it's caused by some pyromaniac, but not if arson is committed by the policyholder.
Oh, naturally not.
Prove that and we don't pay out a penny. Now, I'm not too happy about this theatre fire.
You mean you suspect arson?
Well, I've no proof, but I've spoken to the local authorities, and from what they told me, I want this case investigated.
Oh, it certainly is a write-off, isn't it?
I'm amazed the walls are still standing.
What is this place?
The property room. From the depth of charring, I'd say this is where it started. Yet it's odd, you know. The debris clean. There's nothing volatile at all.
How about the wiring?
Well, the fuses went when the fire reached the main cable. Otherwise, it seems okay. But, look, Belle. Here, yeah, this is what interests me.
What is it?
They're strips of metal from an old tea chest. From the ash, I'd say it was full of packing material. Yes, it started here, all right.
Deliberately?
Well, to quote from my little manual, when all apparent causes have been eliminated, suspect the human hand.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hello there.
Yes?
My name's Barnaby. I'm here on behalf of the insurance company. This is my secretary, Miss Crane.
Hello.
Well, I'm Diana Conway. I work in the office. I heard about this last night. The owner said they'd be along between 11 and 11:30. I'm a bit early.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
Well, I wondered if there was any news of Joe. Joe Taylor's the stage storekeeper.
Yes, I haven't heard anything, though I'll be seeing him later on. Mm-hmm. From the hoarding, I gather the theatre was closed.
Yes, temporarily.
Was anyone here yesterday?
Well, yes, we all were. The owners, Mr. Clyde and Mr. Alan Roberts, and Joe, of course.
Joe, he's the doorkeeper, yes. He locks up.
Yes, yes. Mm. When there's no show, about 7:15.
And what time did you leave?
Around 6:30. The owners had gone already.
But the stage doorkeeper called the brigade just after 8. Is he usually as late as that?
No. Well, unless he came back for something.
How far is the general hospital from here?
Well, by car, a few minutes.
Well, I'd like you to hang on, Miss Conway, until the owners arrive, if you will. I shan't be long.
Ah, Mr. Barnaby, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I'm Dr. Hogan, casualty officer.
You were here when they brought Mr. Taylor in last night, I believe. How is he?
Well, I doubt he'll be much help to you.
Oh, dear. It's serious, is it?
No, no, he'll pull through all right. But he was severely concussed. He can't seem to remember what happened.
Is this amnesia temporary?
Well, from my experience, the events just before the fire may have gone permanently.
Do you think I could talk to him?
If you'll keep it brief.
Of course.
Oh, before we go in, there's something I feel I should mention. When Taylor was brought in, he was mumbling something about, it was Mr. Roberts who started it. I saw him.
Did he? Which Mr. Roberts?
Oh, more than one, is there?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear. Well, we'd better go in. How are you feeling, Mr. Taylor?
Head's aching.
I'm not surprised. This is Mr. Barnaby. He's looking into the fire. You feel well enough to talk to him?
Well, I'll try. Everything's a bit hazy, though.
I'll leave you, Barnaby.
Thank you, Doctor. Now, Mr. Taylor, take it slowly and tell me anything you can remember about last night.
Well, I remember locking up about 7:15, I think. Yes. Then, when I got back home, I suddenly remembered the lights. The lights in the auditorium. I forgot to put them off.
I see. Well, go on.
Well, I must have got back to the theatre about 8. A few minutes either way, and that's when it all goes. Don't even know whether I switched off the lights or not.
Did you smell any burning when you got there?
Can't remember.
Well, you called the brigade about 8:05.
Then I suppose I must have seen something.
Yes, now, before you locked up at 7:15, did you do your usual tour of inspection?
Yes. Checked the safety curtain was down and exits closed.
How many keys are there to the stage door, Mr. Taylor?
4. The owners have got 1 each, and Miss Conway and me, of course.
Yes. Now, when you were doing your rounds, did you pass the property room?
Yes, I would do.
Did you notice an old tea chest full of waste?
Old tea chest?
Hmm.
Can't say for sure. To be honest, from the time I got back to the theatre, my mind seems to be a complete blank.
Oh, hello, Q. You timed it nicely. The owners have just arrived.
Oh? What are they like?
Mr. Clive Roberts is all charm, good looks, an actor, I gather. And Mr. Allen, well, rather pompous and smug. How was Taylor?
Only fair. The injuries left him with amnesia and me with a problem.
Huh?
When he got to the hospital, he muttered something about, it was Mr. Roberts who started it. I saw him.
Mr. Roberts? Which Mr. Roberts?
Yes, which indeed. But he did confirm one thing. It was arson.
Well, how do you know?
Well, look. Up there at the safety curtain. Taylor lowered it before he left, but someone else raised it before the fire. Now, that's why it spread so quick.
Yes.
Look up! Hold it!
What is it?
Come on, get up! Safety curtain!
Oh, well, that was close.
Oh, boy. You still in one piece?
Just about. Well, what happened?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Ooh, the dust. The cable may have snapped, unless there's someone up there on the ramp.
Yes, but there's no ladder.
There could be a pass door from the circle. Come on, let's take a look.
I can't see a pass door on this side, Q.
Hold it. I can hear someone.
It's Clive Roberts.
Oh, it's you, Miss Crane.
Yes. This is my employer, Mr. Barnaby.
Hello. Can't shake hands. I'm covered in soot.
So I see.
Trying to salvage a few things from my office. I'm in here. Do come through. It's like the black hole of Calcutta. I've managed to salvage a few oddments. Heaters, electric clock, one or two other bits and pieces. Oh, if you've any questions, please do carry on.
Yes. The time you left last night?
Just after 6. Not that I packed up. I took a pile of work home with me.
You live where exactly?
At Kenley. I've got a flat out there. It's about 30 minutes drive from here.
And you were there all evening?
Until the brigade rang. Must have been at about 8:45. It was lucky I was in. I had intended to have a drink with Miss Conway. She phoned me about 8, but I was snowed under and had to put her off.
I see. Well, that's about all for the moment. Now, Mr. Alan Roberts, where can I find him?
My cousin's office is next door. It's a twin to this one, in just as bad a state. Oh, by the way, we're known as Mr. Clive and Mr. Alan. It saves confusion.
Yes, I see. Well, thank you. I may need to have another word with you before I go.
Oh, I'll be here for some time yet.
Well, Mr. Clive Roberts was at his flat at 8. That lets him out, Q.
Seems like it.
Are you looking for Mr. Allen's office, Mr. Barnaby?
It's next door, I gather, is it?
Yes, he's in there if you want him.
Oh, while you're here, Miss Conway, you said you left here about 6:30 last night. Did you go straight home?
Yes, I'm not very far from here. Castle Towers, service flats.
I gather you rang Mr. Clive during the evening.
About 8. Oh, I also spoke to Mr. Allen.
On the phone?
Yes, he was engaged first, but I got through about 5 past. He wanted some figures.
Where does Mr. Allen live?
A little cottage beyond Kenley, about 30 minutes' drive from here.
I see. Well, thank you, Miss Conway.
And I'll be with Mr. Clive if you need me.
Well, that seems to let Mr. Allen out, too.
Perhaps, but I think I'd better talk to him first. Mr. Allen Roberts.
Oh, you're the chap from Premium, are you?
I'm retained by them, yes.
Well, I see your secretary's already with her notebook.
Well, this shouldn't take too long.
Well, don't worry, I'm through in here. Not much I can salvage from this lot, and there's not much I can tell you about the fire, either. Everything was fine when I left at 6.
And you drove straight to your cottage at Kenley?
Well, you are well informed, aren't you? Yes, I went straight back. Had some paperwork to do. Made a few calls, and was about to climb into a bath when the brigade rang, about 8:45.
You also took a call from Miss Conway?
Yes, just after 8. Well, have you any idea of how or where the fire started?
Yes, I have. I believe it originated in the property room, in a tea chest full of waste.
But how?
In my view, deliberately.
You're joking.
I wish I were.
Look, just hang on a minute, will you? Clive, Miss Conway, in here a minute, would you?
Coming.
Yeah?
What's the trouble, Alan?
Arson. It's a case of arson. Well, that's Barnaby's opinion.
Arson?
Who on earth?
Some of these damn teenagers, I expect.
No, I'm afraid not.
What?
I've inspected all the doors and window frames. There are no signs of a forced entry. Whoever entered the theater used a key to the stage door.
Now, hold on. There are only 4 of us with keys.
Yes, but I think you'll agree we can exclude the stage doorkeeper.
Well, that shortens the list of runners, doesn't it?
Taylor made a statement indicating he had seen someone in the building just before 8. He said, to quote, it was Mr. Roberts who started it.
The man was delirious. It was obviously an accident, a spark or something.
Well, then perhaps you can tell me who raised the safety curtain. That's hardly the action of an outsider.
Well, don't look at me.
I wasn't here. So what have you two cooked up together, Clive?
I've cooked up? Look, Di rang me a few minutes to 8, and if I was there, then you're the one who was here.
I spoke to Diana a few minutes after 8. Ask her. Go on, ask her.
Yes, that's true, Clive.
Well, I've underestimated you, Di. You're an even better actress than I thought.
What?
You know damn well I was at the flat, so if Taylor saw anyone, it was Alan.
But I tell you, I did speak to him.
You're a shrewd one, Alan. What did you offer her? A nice slice of the insurance money?
Oh, of course he didn't. Look, Clive, really.
You're a damned liar.
All right, gentlemen, all right.
Barnaby. What these two have been up to is not my affair. I'm a joint owner of this theatre. Equal shares. Policies on both names. I'm covered for arson, provided I didn't do it. If Clive here set a light to the place, that doesn't affect my claim, and the company can't withhold payment unless you can prove me guilty.
And I can prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that I was at my flat at 8, even forgetting Di's call.
Oh? Go on.
I borrowed some matches from a neighbour, Brigadier Jeffries. You can check if you like. I can hardly rake him in as an accomplice. Now, Alan, anyone see you at the cottage?
No, but I've also got a witness.
Have you?
I certainly have. Di, when you rang me from your flat, you went through the switchboard, didn't you?
Yes.
So, there you are. The operator will confirm my number and the time of the call. So you try and break that alibi, if you can.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Q. The girl on the switchboard didn't come on till 7:30.
How'd you get on?
Well, she had a record of both calls. Miss Conway rang Clive at 7:55 and got through to Alan at 8:05. So, I can't see how either of them could have been at the theatre.
I see what you mean, but everything points to arson. A tea chest, the keys, the safety curtain. There's no evidence of any delayed action device.
And Taylor did say Mr. Roberts.
No, but if one of them is guilty, then the other's innocent. So, for a change, let's see if we can find the innocent party.
Miss Conway's in flat 17.
Oh, Mr. Barnaby, I'm glad you're here. I was just going for the porter.
Oh, what's wrong?
I was about to let myself in, but there's someone in my flat. That sounds as if they're wrecking it.
Here, let me have your key. I'll handle this. All right, now, come on, break it up. Stop, Alan. Come on. Now, what's going on here?
I followed my dear cousin from the theater. Came up here and let himself in. I told you they were in league.
That's not true.
Oh, then where did he get the key?
Yes, Clive, where did you get it?
Oh, come off it. You know very well.
It's my spare. You must have stolen it from my bag at the theater.
Not stole, just borrowed.
For what reason, Mr. Roberts?
I know I'm innocent. It's obvious they're in it together. I thought I could get some evidence of collusion. I mean, if he was at the cottage, then she probably started the fire.
Get out of here.
And what did they promise you? 5, 10,000?
Kindly leave my flat.
I'm going. And after that little scene, I'd better find myself another leading lady.
Now listen to me, Barnaby. That accusation was slander. I'm totally innocent of these charges. I've a perfect alibi and 2 witnesses to prove it. So whatever you do about my cousin, I'm the innocent party. And shall expect premium insurance to pay up my share of the policy. Or I promise you, I shall issue a writ.
Still sifting that debris, Hugh.
Oh, dear. Never become a fire investigator if you want to stay clean. All this soot and dirt.
Well, I hope it's worth it.
Not so far. But something's been nagging in the back of my mind, Val, all day. Perhaps something I've seen or something I've missed. I don't know.
Here, take off your hat and use my hanky and wipe that sweat from your brow.
Thanks. Oof. And what's the joke,
the
may I ask?
The mark of your hat. It looks as though you're wearing a halo. Hmm? There's a white mark around the top of your head. Well, it wasn't that funny, no.
Maybe not, but in that ingenuous way of yours, I think you've given me the answer. Come on, we're going back up to the offices.
This is Clive's office, isn't it?
The actor lady. Now, a look at that wall, Val. What do you see?
Ooh, well, an even covering of soot, plus a white patch where the clock was hanging.
Good girl. Now, let's go next door to Ellen's office. And what do you see in here, my pet?
Just black walls.
Exactly, but no mark of the clock.
Now, perhaps he didn't have one.
Identical offices, remember? Whatever one had, I'm sure the other followed suit. And besides, here's the wire. Connection to the electric clock. Same as Clive.
So where does that get us?
To Kenley. Check the route, will you? First, I think we'll call on Mr. Clive Roberts. I'm sorry to barge in like this, Mr. Clive, but those articles you salvaged from the theater, have you got them here?
Yes, in that box behind you. Oh. I better warn you, they're pretty grubby, covered in soot.
It won't bother me. It's my lifeblood.
What is it you're looking for?
The electric clock.
Oh, there it is, Q, under the lamp.
Yes, here we are.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that before. The time, 8:15.
Yes, that's when the fire reached the main cable and wrecked the fuses.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, as I know you're anxious to prove your innocence, I'm sure you won't mind accompanying me to your cousin's cottage.
On the contrary, I'll be happy to direct you there.
Oh, Barnaby, not again.
Don't worry, it's the last time I'll bother you.
Is that a promise?
It is.
All right, come on in then and bring your entourage with you. Right, now, what can I do for you?
Well, that's what I can do for you. I've come to give you the name of the innocent party.
That's a bit pointless. I know it.
I'm sure of that, but first, those articles you salvaged from your office, where are they?
In that cupboard behind you.
May I?
Help yourself.
I knew something was bothering me when I saw you yesterday.
Right? What you talking about?
Your cousin Clive's hands were covered in soot, but yours weren't. It's ironic, isn't it? A guilty man with clean hands.
What the hell do you mean, guilty?
What I said. If there is an innocent party, it's neither of you two, but Miss Diana Conway.
No, you're not accusing me.
Oh, it was a nice touch squabbling and fighting. But I believe you're both in it together.
Do you? Well, you try breaking my alibi.
There's no need. I'm sure you were at the flat when Miss Conway phoned.
Well, you just remember she also rang here.
I know, only you didn't take the call. I believe your rather talented cousin answered the phone.
What?
It's only 5 minutes from his flat to this cottage. You took the phone off the hook when you left that morning. He replaced it when he got here and answered the call from Miss Conway in what I'm sure was a very convincing accent.
You'll have a job to prove that.
You certainly will.
I doubt it. Look at this clock of yours. There's not a trace of soot on it.
Well, I cleaned it up when I got back.
Then it's a pity you didn't clean the wall in your office, too. It's evenly covered in soot. There's no mark of a clock. You removed that clock before the fire. And if I needed further proof, take a look at the time. Your clock, Mr. Allen, reads 7:30. But the fire didn't reach the main cable until 8:15, as can be proven by the other clock.
Allen, you blasted idiot.
Well, it was your damn fool idea,
now,
anyway.
Now, please, gentlemen, save the recriminations until later. You won't get a penny from the insurance company. And as for the site, it might just cover the compensation to Joe Taylor.
That was Robert Beatty as Q Barnaby and Gudrun Ure as Val in Innocent Party, written by Philip Levine and produced for the BBC by Martin C. Webster.